From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
With a young man, ain't got nothing in the world these days.
All right, welcome back to it. Tuesday here on The Steve Gruber Show, glad to have you along. My next guest has been here before, David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center, Senior Counsel there. David, welcome back.
Morning, Steve. Good to be here.
And over the weekend, I saw this op-ed piece. Well, I saw part of it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't read the whole thing because it was garbage from the first two sentences. Now, from the Lansing State Journal. When it comes to transgender and the discussion and the arguments going on in the Williamson School District over transgender policies that have divided that district and that community. But basically, the Lansing State Journal is saying that Williamson parents are using religion to justify bullying, which is complete garbage. I mean, I've been out there. I know the community. I know some of the people. It was a smear job by the LSJ. It was a complete smear job. But that's what we've come to expect from these papers, these hard left papers, which they are. When it comes to having a conversation, if you don't agree with them, man, you're dirt. Is that fair to say?
Well, that was sure the tone of the editorial piece, claiming that the parents are acting out of fear, that they're using religion as a weapon against transgender students, encouraging bullying, that sort of thing. And nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, one of the things we argue in the current lawsuit that's filed right now is that the bullying laws are supposed to say that the bullying can't be done against any student. It applies to all students. In fact, our state law says that very clearly, and you're not supposed to create special categories, but yet that's what the Williamson School Board did. You don't need a category saying we're not going to bully against transgender students or anybody else when you have a policy that says we won't allow bullying of anybody. And that's our point. That's one of the reasons why we filed the lawsuit, that they're violating state law. And it's not using religion as a weapon because nobody supports bullying of any student. I mean, it's just ludicrous on its face.
Yeah, and you pointed that out quite. You said all bullying is unacceptable. No need to single out any special category. You also went on to write, because you wrote a response that the Lansing State Journal may or may not publish. I'm betting that they will not, but we'll see. If they're fair and honest people, they will. And if they don't, well, then it speaks for itself. We'll see what happens. But let me read this. Parents are not reacting out of fear and are not using religion as a weapon to prevent having to look inward at their own bias and fear, as written by the State Journal. Such hyperbole and attacks against the sincere beliefs and motives of Williamson parents are beneath the dignity of legitimate journalism. Name-calling and pejorative remarks squelch any dialogue. Tolerance is a two-way street. LGBT proponents have no tolerance for anyone who disagrees with, quote, their truth. So you called them right out on all of this, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't have dialogue when the other people are calling you names and saying you have all these terrible motives and that sort of thing. It shuts down any kind of discussion and a middle ground that could be done, like, for example, having bathrooms for individual students to use that they can use without exposing themselves to other students. I mean, it's frankly, Steve, it's common sense. It's common decency to say we're not going to allow biologically intact boys to shower with girls or vice versa. That's just common sense. You don't allow that sort of thing. You have middle ground possibilities and ways to settle these things, but the discussion gets shut down when they say you're a hater, you're a homophobe, you're a whatever.
Well, that's the technique. That's part and parcel how it's done. That's they label, they attack, and they try to knock you down, therefore delegitimize anything you have to say by putting a label on you. Well, see, he's a bigot, he's a xenophobe, he's you know, transphobic, or whatever the term they come up with.
Right. And, you know, another thing they say in the opinion piece here is that students, quote, students of all religions and identities have the right to feel safe in schools. The beliefs of one student do not supersede those of others. That is so ironic because that's exactly what they're doing through their policy, is they're putting the rights of one student over the rights of others. You know, students have the right to privacy. They have the right to their own personal identity, to not have this forced upon them. You know, when the government starts using coercion to force people to act or speak in a certain way, that crosses the line, and that's what these policies are doing. And, you know, as Professor Peterson has said, the guy from Canada, that, you know, when I'm forced or compelled to say something, that's an act. If I go along with it, it warps my soul. And that's exactly what's going on here. And the irony of these kinds of editorials claiming that we're the ones who are being enforcing our beliefs or morals on them when they're doing that to us.
You make a very good point that I want to emphasize, because the way these policies were written, and I don't have the policy in front of me, but you can reflect on this a bit. Mandating that Williamson's parents speak and act in a certain way dictated by the Williamson School Board, all through force of governmental coercion, should not be decreed in volatile areas of social and cultural disagreement. Here's the point. These policies said that it extends through the entire school community, and I'm paraphrasing a bit there. But basically, if you're a parent and they have a transgender policy, you have to go along with this, with this make-believe nonsense.
Exactly. And, you know, their claim here, again, of using religion or fear, you know, it is not fear or religious bigotry that drives a parent to say, hey, wait a minute, your policy isn't going to notify me if my child is making a health choice or a medical choice at school. That's a legitimate objection. It's not fear of religious bigotry to say, hey, these policies allow boys to shower with girls. That's a fact. That's something that should not be allowed. It's not fear of religious bigotry that drives a parent's objection to saying, hey, don't violate my students, my child's right to privacy and their right to their personal autonomy and dignity. This is just, it's just outrageous when you read something like this.
Well, here's the thing that is interesting, because if you do a little bit of research online, you'll find plenty of atheists that have a complete disdain for this transgender fairy tale, if you will. All right, so, yeah. And that's my opinion. And yeah, I'm entitled to it. And 51 after here, Dave, I greatly appreciate you coming in. Give me the last word.
Yeah, we invite people to come to the website and actually read the complaint. Don't just rely on what other people like the State Journal are saying about it. Go to our website, greatlakesjc.org. Look at our complaint. It's posted online there, and you can read it for yourself, and you can see the legitimate constitutional and legal objections that these parents have.
There you go. We'll leave it right there. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Always a good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.